Welcome, dear friends, to the Message of Truth. This is Brother Fawn Miller, Director of Way of Truth Ministries, speaker on this broadcast. Delighted that you've taken the time today to tune our way. I pray that there'll be something out of John 15 that will really help and encourage you, strengthen you, edify you. And it's a delight to have you with us. We can be of spiritual help to you in any way. Please contact us. You'll not get on a mailing list, but we'll try to give the answer to whatever question you have. And you can contact us at WOTBM.org. And that'll be by email, or you can send to Message of Truth, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Now, we're going to listen to a word of prayer, listen to a song. I'm going to share a little bit about our ministry so you can kind of keep abreast of what we are, who we are, and then we'll get into John chapter 15. Again, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege it's ours to look into thy word. You know, we're a blessed people, Lord. You've given to us your word. You've given to us eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. And we can share that with men and women, boys and girls around the world. Then you open up a way for the airways that we have through the radio, internet, and just every aspect of the airways to get the gospel out to men and women, boys and girls around this world. And I know there are some that are probably listening in secret somewhere, and if they were caught, they would be punished severely, if not killed. I ask you to encourage and bless them, strengthen them. I pray for those who are listening to the broadcast in countries of freedom, that you would help them to be praying for the brethren who are going through trials and testings. And now, Lord, may you receive the glory. May somebody be saved, a Christian revived, and may your name be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen.
Depths of the sea. precious blood of Jesus. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
Amen. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. One of my favorite songs. I love that song because I know it is the blood that brought me to the saving, to salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses us from all sin. Nothing but the blood. We don't sing those songs enough in our churches today, and how we ought to. John 15 is where we'll be, but first let me tell you a little bit about Way of Truth Baptist Missions. We talked to you in the last broadcast about how God is working through many of our missionaries, and we talked about having that ministry at the military base. Now, I want to share just one other thing with you. When we went there, the base commander said there's only three religions that we look at here. That was Hindu, Muslim, and Catholics. And the young man with us, who was the pastor there in that area, he said, how about Independent Baptists? No, we don't recognize them. After our service there at the base, the base commander, or actually the assistant commander, looked down at the pastor and he said, Pastor, you're going to be hearing from us. And God opened the door because the message that we brought was a message that brought, actually, a Muslim got saved in that service. And he came and received a regular Bible, you know, a King James Bible. He received that Bible and promised that he'd read it. And what a blessing it was. Now the Lord has given us the privilege, and Brother Dua and his church, and the church there, Good News Baptist right in the area, they are building the Servicemen Center. Just got pictures the other day where they had cleared the land, and they're laying the foundation now for that building. And I want you to be praying about that. Maybe you'd want to give toward that. Probably at least 20 more thousand is needed. Prices have gone up over there like they've gone up over here. And we had hoped to do it around 40,000 plus what we paid for the land. It cost us 12,000 alone for the foundation and the leveling. So we're looking at about maybe another 20,000. You send funds in, and I'll tell you what, we'll send you a picture. You give us your mailing address, we'll send you a picture of what's being done. And as it progresses, we certainly would make that picture available to you. But you can give, and you can say a service men center. It's the only one we're working on, and it's in Ghana, West Africa. And but you know, the interesting at that base, Americans, now they weren't there when I was there. When I was there, it was just about 3 or 4 weeks after that company of Americans come back home. So I didn't get to see the Americans there. They were U.S. Marines. And so they trained a military from all around the world in jungle warfare. So this is a great avenue, and they're excited about putting that up there, that we can have a servicemen center to minister to these troops when they are off duty. And I want you to be praying about that. And there are many, many other things. I think of our pastor over in Togo, and the fact that he launched out from Togo, and now he has missionaries from his church in Burkina Faso, which is just north of Togo and Ghana, and then the Ivory Coast, which is between Ghana and Liberia. And then plus in his own area, spreading out the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he's trying to finish off his church building. His daughter's getting married, Aspiris. And what a blessing that is. And to top it all off, he just bought a car in August, and the engine went kafiddle. It broke down, and so there's a need of $1,000 to get that motor fixed. Maybe one of you would like to do that, or some of you would like to help in that. You give, and it'll go directly to him. We keep nothing out here. Anything that's given to a project goes 100% to that project. So we want you to know that. And you can write to us at Way of Truth, or WOTM, or WOTBM, that's Baptist Mission, and it's at 31540th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Now to John chapter 15. And John chapter 15 is the key, and we said that the Lord set the stage of what he wanted them to understand, and he sandwiched chapter 15 between the wonderful teachings of the latter part of, well, the whole chapter 13, even though Judas went out and betrayed him. But then you have chapter 14, then you have chapter 16 and 17, and especially 17 when it talks about prayer. Well, all of that is involved in what is given to us in 15. Notice the Lord said, I am the vine. My Father is the husbandman. He's the one that takes care of the vine. He's the one that examines the fruit. He's the one that examines the production and the trimming of that branch. He works with us and within our hearts and our minds to conform us to the image of Jesus Christ. When you study Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, you read, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Then he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's verse 10. And how important that verse is in the believer's life. Now, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, and notice that's the subject, fruit. This chapter is all about fruit. There's at least eight fruit that he wants. This is not the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit is seen in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is what every one of us has. Now, whether we manifest that or not, that's another thing. But it's what every believer has within him because the Holy Spirit lives within us. Romans chapter 8, I believe verse 9 says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And so you must have the Holy Spirit within. If you're a child of God, you do have the Holy Spirit in. And then if you have the Holy Spirit within, then you have that ninefold fruit of the Spirit. But whether it's being manifested or not, chapter 15 really, in a sense, shows us how that's affected. Notice what he says. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So if you and I bring forth fruit, then God is going to work on that branch and prune it, get rid of the dead weight on that branch. So daily he working on you and me so that we might produce more fruit. Notice he said, you have fruit, then you have more fruit, and then you're going to have later on much fruit, found in verse number 8. So there's a three-step of evidence of fruit. But notice, it is God working. Now, I know people get hung up on this, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And there's several different schools of thought on that. And I don't want to get into that because it'll take us away from where I'm going. But I want you to understand that God does the working on us. He knows what needs to be pruned off of your life. He knows what's not needed in your life to bring that fruit. And he's concerned that you are a fruit bearer. You see, the man that has the orchard, and we're right here where I live and our ministry here, we're right nestled into a lot of especially apple orchards. And it's interesting to drive out through in the springtime and look at the piles of branches that have been cut off because they're dead. They're dead weight. They're not going to produce anything, and they'll take life out of the tree and not put it into the fruit that's there. And so you'll see these piles of branches there alongside the rows of trees. And the idea is this is what we've cleaned off so that our apple crop will be better. And it's beautiful when you drive out through there and see those trees hanging. And boy, some of these years, I mean, we've had some good rain in that. You'll see them have props underneath the branches because they're so heavy with the apples. At one time, my wife and I, well, for a couple of years, we went and we helped pick apples. And that was an interesting experience. I'm glad I had it. I'm not an apple picker as such. I knew some people, they could go through those apple orchards, and I mean, they were like a machine. But I wasn't. But anyway, we were out there to work after they had done the pruning. Now, notice how this pruning will take place. And we'll read this verse here in 3. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Now, in John 17:17, in the prayer of our Lord, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we are sanctified, we are set apart, we are pruned by the word of God. That is the word of God as we read it. God will help us understand. He shows us something in the word, and all of a sudden it brings conviction to our heart. It may not be sin. It doesn't have to be sin. We're not talking necessarily on sin. Yes, he does reveal sin, but there are times he reveals things in our lives. Maybe he reveals though we pray, we're not really in sincerity in prayer, or we're not praying effectively, and he reveals that to us. So, in other words, he's going to improve us. He is going to reprove us. He is going to work in our lives so that we might produce this fruit that he seeks. And he said, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. So the Holy Spirit takes the word of God and works in our hearts and our minds. Now we know that it was the word of God that brought the conviction on our hearts so that we would be saved. Romans 10 and verse 17. You see, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so it's the word of God that brings us unto the Lord. In chapter 1 of 1 Peter, from 18 down through 25, he emphasizes the fact of our salvation being born again, but it's by the word of God, the eternal word. So the word of God does not change. The word of God remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God uses that word just as he did on the disciples. He uses it on you and me to bring us into conformity to his will. Well, beloved, we're going to look at verse 4 here in just a moment. But we're first going to have a song that will kind of help us along in our thinking.
I need thy
There's another one of those songs that we ought to be singing in our churches, and we've forgotten about them, some of them, and boy, what a message that is. Abide with me. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about in this pruning effort. Now, notice the first element of fruit that God wants to see in our lives. Notice he said, you're bearing fruit. He purges that tree. That means he breaks off the needless things so that we might bring forth more fruit. That's in verse 2. Now, in verse 3, he says, now you're clean through the word. First of all, the cleansing. You know, we allow sin to get into our lives. 1 John 1:9, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God wants a clean vessel. He wants you and I to be clean so that he can use us as a testimony of his grace. Now, the second thing that he wants to do, or he wants from us, is that we abide in Christ. The song just said it. Abide in me, yes, that's we want the Lord to abide in us, but we need to abide in him. And part of that, let's just read through several of these verses. He says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. So we need to abide in the Lord, but we need to have him abiding in us. And I'm going to read a couple of more verses here, and we'll see that picture given to us here in these verses. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him. And by the way, if you have a branch connected to a vine, they are one. They are one unit. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. You see, it is not me in Christ. And, you know, you hear people saying, I'm holding to the hand of the man. I don't like that phrase. I'm not. He's holding on to me. I'd let go. I couldn't hang on long enough. You know, the other day I went to do something and my hand just kind of almost stiffened up and kind of went crooked. And I said, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? But I could not have turned a bottle cap off. I had no strength in my hand. So if I were holding on to the Lord's hand, well, I'd let go. He holds on to me. And, of course, I like that grip. That's a good grip the Lord has on my hand, you know. And he's leading me. The shepherd over in Psalm 23, the sheep is saying about the shepherd, he leadeth me beside the still waters. You study chapter 10, and he talks about the shepherd going in and out and the sheep following him. Well, in verse 5, he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit. So effectively, the branch is attached to the vine, but the vine likewise is attached to the branch. And so he says, and without me, you can do nothing. Now, we're coming up in verse 7. We'll see a couple of things here that he wants us to apply in our lives. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And like I said, we could go over here and maybe another day we'll look at that. I don't want to get sidetracked. That's one of those rabbit trails you can run down. I think it's very important, a very important study, but not at this moment. Now, verse 7, he says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. So in verse 7, he's saying it is the word of God that must abide in us. That's how Christ abides in us. It's his word. His word in our heart. Thy word, the psalmist said, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. You see, it is the word of God that guides us. It is the word of God that leads us. It is the word of God that, yes, feeds us, strengthens us, helps us to put stronger faith in the Lord. It is the word of God. Now he goes on to say, and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will. That's the fourth thing. The third thing was the word of God abiding in us. The fourth thing is our prayer. And we had talked about that as he talks in John 14, verses 13 through 15. And as he talks here in verse 7, or go over to verse 26, you see, it is the fact of the word of God assuring us that we can trust in the Lord. So the fourth evidence or fourth fruit is that matter of prayer. God wants you and me to pray. He wants us to share our heart burden. He wants us to come to him. May I give you something in this matter of prayer that I think is of utmost importance. It really, really helped me many years ago. And I go back to it constantly. In Romans in chapter 8, in verses 28, we always want to lean on. But look at verse 26. Romans in chapter 8 and verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also beareth, helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Then you have verse 28. Again, it's one of those verses. You say, well, why was it put there? It was put here by the Holy Spirit to seal these two verses, 26 and 7. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. If you know the Lord as your personal Savior, his word abides in you. May I say it this way? You cannot pray wrong. Why? Because the Holy Spirit of God takes your prayer request and presents it right to God. How wonderful that God says we're to bear fruit. Then he tells us how to bear the fruit, and he tells us why we are able to bear that fruit. We're able to bear it because the Word of God is in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit takes our prayer request. Well, we're going to pick up on that. We'll start at verse 8 on our next broadcast. Thank you so much for listening. We may be of help to you. Contact us at WOTBM.org. That's the email. And we'll be glad to get back to you, give you the answers to the questions you ask. You'll not be on a mailing list. And we'll also try to be of encouragement to you in each and everything you ask about. God bless you, my friend.